swiftly by, steaming out in the deep blue sky.
Pushed one too many buttons there. Sorry about that. The lovely vocal harmonies of Nicole Blaze and Mo Kelly, who are joining me in the studio right now. Welcome to the Saturday Cafe.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having us.
You must be the hardest working musicians I have ever interviewed. I mean, most people they're touring through. They got two shows. They got three shows. I counted 9 shows in about 2 weeks.
There's actually 10, I believe.
Oh, yeah, she added another one.
Oops.
I added another one in.
Might as well.
What were we thinking?
Exactly.
How did you manage? I mean, you're in Idaho. How do you know these venues in Oregon to begin with? Because, you know, some of these are places I didn't know had live music.
Well, some folks have reached out to us on Facebook and had let us know. And then we have friends, you know, throughout the state that let us know as well. And then with research, and Mo's a pretty...
Yeah, I started researching about mid-December, and it was word of mouth, a venue. If they couldn't accommodate live music, they'd tell me about several others, and it's just putting in the time and the research and following up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is this your first tour of Oregon?
No, we've been through before, haven't we?
Yeah, we've toured at least once, but I think it was several years ago.
Yeah, yeah. It was.
We've made nine runouts in the last couple of years.
You've
been below my radar, and so I kind of need an introduction. Tell me a little bit about how you first started singing together, how you met, you know, the Mo and Nicole origin story.
Well, we met in North Idaho, in Sandpoint, Idaho, and I was playing with a gentleman there at that time, and played pretty much all the venues around and was really striving to do more and wanted to get into a more metropolitan area too. And I'd met Mo before that, and she just had this beautiful voice and she really loved to sing. And so we actually sang as a trio for just a little smidge of time and then decided to move down to Boise together. And then,
history.
Exactly. The rest is history.
History, home economics, geography,
Yeah, and she was a really big believer in, I mean, I wrote 2 CDs before moving to Boise, and she was a big believer in that, and the music, I think even more so. I think people need someone to kind of push somebody sometimes, and I was already self-motivated, but she's like, you need to get out and do this more, and really started booking us up in Boise, and thank God Boise is such a beautiful, amazing place. It has a great community of folks because they were very well receiving and really helped us be, that was the practice ground, and it helped us big time get a platform, don't you think?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. So now we just try to tour several times a year and stay pretty busy locally. We play 3 to 4 times a week locally.
So I note on at least on the album that I have that all the songs are originals by you, Nicole.
Yes.
No songwriting, Mo?
I'm kind of a closet songwriter.
You need somebody to push on you for
it. Perhaps. All in good time.
When Nicole brings a new song, does she have a harmony already in mind, or is building the harmony your job?
That's my job. I'm a good harmonizer. I'm a good backup girl.
Sometimes I write something with your harmony.
Yeah,
in
like
my
Above
brain.
The Rain.
Yeah,
yeah. You have
Alina's
my harmony.
Lullaby or something. There's those times, but a lot of times, you know, if she's in the other room and I'm creating something, she's already got some lines she's going on, which is kind of cool too. There, it's like. Unless it distracts me from what I'm writing
that's
about.
That's why I have to come up with the harmony line in the other room.
In the secrecy. Yes, of the other room.
Otherwise, she'll steal it and make it part of the melody.
Otherwise, it'll just be a train wreck of a song if I, too many distractions.
Ah.
Yeah.
Well, it would be lovely to have some live harmonies in the studio right now. Could you sing us a song, please?
Absolutely. I'm gonna play you a new song that's not recorded yet. This is called The Gift. In fact, I wrote this Christmas morning while you were making eggs, right? And I was on the other side of the bar, and we just laughed because it was a spoofy song at first, and then it turned into a real song. So here we go. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Grab a gift, tie a little twist, send it off with love in my heart. I did this for you, this for you, when I was feeling blue, hoping we'd get off to a fresh start. Something new. And I'm so happy that you gave me your love. I'm so happy that you played me like no one else I know. I'm so happy that you gave to me your heart. Gave to me your heart. Dream a dream, play a little scheme, see where it sets inside your soul, giving up your control. It's hard to ride without a wheel, but you do it based on the way that you feel. You take the bend, setter of the trend, skip your stones and see where they will land. You got my heart in your hand. And I'm so happy that you gave to me your love. I'm so happy that you played me like no one else I know. I'm so happy that you gave to me your heart. Gave to me your heart. Doesn't matter really where we land, we can have a heart, but if our heads are in the sand, there'll be nothing new. That's why that I'm so happy that you gave to me your love. I'm so happy that you played me like no one else I know. I'm so happy that you gave to me your love. Give to me your heart. And I'm so happy that you gave to me your love. I'm so happy that you played me like no one else I know. I'm so happy that you gave to me your heart. Give to me your heart. Grab a gift, tie a little twist, send it off with love in your heart. I do this for you. Grab a gift, tie a little twist, send it off with love that is true. Love that is true.
My guest today on the Saturday Cafe, Blazin Kelly, Nicole Blazin Mo Kelly from Boise, Idaho. You've got to be hearing a lot of comparisons to other famous female harmony duos. Indigo Girls sprang to mind during the first song. Who else gets mentioned when people try and talk about how you sound?
I think Natalie Merchant, like basically up the first record, I think Mary Chapin Carpenter. There's a stock of them. One person said Eva Cassidy, and I could have kissed him because it was like,
wow.
Oh my gosh,
yeah. Why?
She's,
thank
she's
you,
amazing.
Thank you. She mm-hmm. really was.
But I that's a giant. I don't know if that's the truth or not. But I was like, wow. But the great part was that I didn't know who she was yet, and she said, if you don't know her, you better go find out. And
indeed.
So I did look her up, and then fell in love with her because she's fabulous, and then figured I have a lot of work to do.
Well, she was another musician who didn't like singing out front. Her friends kind of pushed her to the front of the microphone mm-hmm. and pushed her to record.
Yeah.
You've got, as I said, about 8 or 9 more shows on this tour, beginning with 2 in Lincoln City on Sunday. I'm thinking listing the entire list, we should direct people to your website, which is blazeandkelly.com, so that they can find out where to find you. But just briefly, it's going to be Lincoln City, and Corvallis and Newport and Yahats, and then Vanita here in Eugene, and then back up to Sisters and Bend. And I hope your vehicle is well maintained.
Yeah, that's been the big stressor, I think, for me. It's like my, I had to put about $500 into it before we left, you know, and I'm like, you better last all the way out there. We pull a little tiny retro Shasta trailer, 1970s little Shasta trailer around with us, you know, because we have our home on wheels. And
very fun to maneuver around these tiny streets.
So you saw me kind of stressed out when I walked in. I'm like, okay, we made it.
I'm sorry. I should have directed you to the parking lot beside the building.
We've got it.
We found the one out that way. So we're good.
Okay, that's good. Well, thank you so much for joining me at Oh God Early on the Musician's time schedule here on the Saturday Cafe.
Absolutely.
I would love to hear one more song if you would be so kind.
Absolutely, sure.
I would love to.
This is a song, this is the title track of the latest CD, Life is Beautiful. My morning voice.
Isn't this beautiful? Here in this process, a grand development we don't understand. And isn't this beautiful? With memories we'll never forget, and thoughts not conceived just yet, part of a master plan. Isn't life beautiful? And isn't this beautiful? Yeah, that look in your eyes when you tell me no lies and you speak the truth. Yeah, and all the stories that unfold, sense of time and growing old, and we add the wisdom to our youth. And isn't this beautiful? Yeah, growing into our skin, picking up and believing again. We keep getting the chances to overcome, we keep living. Isn't life beautiful? Can you see it as beautiful? Do you know that you're beautiful? Can you see life is beautiful?
It's beautiful.
Can you feel life is beautiful?
It's beautiful.
Do you know that you're beautiful? And are you beautiful? Life is tragedy and chaos springs, the circles get close, and you stand in the middle of yourself. And isn't that beautiful?
It's beautiful.
You see it as beautiful.
It's beautiful.
You know that you're beautiful, and I am beautiful.
See it as you.
news and lies.